Everyone.
This is it.
It's not gangs versus gangs.
People,
they're
my people.
Yeah,
need everyone to know about what's going on.
Everyone.
This is it.
Hello, Kate Oates with you for Hack.
You feel so inadequate as a man, and everybody else seems to be having great sex, and you're not.
Last week, we spoke about premature ejaculation. Well, during the show, we got a bunch of calls from girls who said they have the opposite problem. They really struggle to orgasm at all. So today on Hack, sex therapist Linda Carlisle is back. If you've never had an orgasm and that's a problem for you, you can call now. The number is 1300 055 36.
I feel like I'm missing out, I guess, and I'm starting to think maybe I'm broken or something because it just hasn't happened.
I mean, I get the nice tingling sensation between the loins, but apart from that, there's no real explosion.
Hack 1300 055 36. Text 1975 7555.
First though, it's Monday morning in the UK and people are starting their week still not knowing who's going to lead their country. Things aren't looking good for Gordon Brown, as John Barrington reports.
David Cameron's Conservatives are locked in intense negotiations with the Liberal Democrats with a view to forming Britain's next government.
He's Prime Minister, but for now, Gordon Brown's a spectator, watching as others try to form a government.
The teams from the Liberal Democrats and the Conservatives spent hours in closed-door negotiations. It's still not clear what any deal may involve. Both sides will have to compromise.
That's just a slice of the massive media buzz surrounding the talks between the UK's main opposition parties at the weekend. The Conservatives, aka the Tories, bagged the most seats in the election, but not enough for a clear majority. So it's now pushing for a minority government with the Liberal Democrats.
I wouldn't rule out Labour at this stage. We have to remember that the Liberal Democrats are much closer to Labour in terms of policy than they are to the Conservatives. I think Nick Clegg will be trying to extract as many concessions as he can. But if they aren't the right concessions, then I presume he will begin conversations in earnest with Labour to see if they can deliver something more amenable to the Liberal Democrats.
That's Political Science Associate Professor Adrian Little from the Uni of Melbourne. And he spoke to News Breakfast on ABC 2.
More negotiations will happen this morning at 10 o'clock in the Cabinet Office building just behind Number 10. There are the sets of negotiators from the Lib Dems and the Conservatives will meet again to try and hammer out some sort of arrangement.
Ben, live outside the Prime Minister's residence, thank you very much indeed.
It seems to me that the Liberal Democrats and the Conservatives probably won't stitch up any sort of agreement because the asking price on the Liberal Democrat side is too high for the Conservatives. I can't see that the Liberal Democrats would then stitch up a deal with the Labour Party because on their own, they don't have enough seats in the House of Commons to form a majority. It would mean that the Liberal Democrats would have to work with the Labour Party plus some of the other minor parties like the Scottish Nationalists, the Welsh Nationalists. That's too big a grouping and far too messy.
Before the election, you heard from Dr. John Hart, a reader in political science at the ANU. I checked in with him again today, and on the prospect of the Tories and the Liberal Democrats forming a minority government...
On the face of it, it's ridiculous.
He says the parties disagree strongly on things like Britain's involvement with Europe and on nuclear weapons and on public expenditure. Overall, he says the deadlock is a bit like the recent Tasmanian elections, which also resulted in a hung parliament.
Except that I think the difference is that although the defeated Labour government is still technically the government and constitutionally the government, and the government goes on functioning, I suspect that the British people won't tolerate this stalemate for long. My understanding is that Clegg has already put a time limit on the negotiations with the Conservative Party. That's the end of today. So I guess something will happen in the next few days. The most likely outcome is that Brown resigns because he can't form a majority government in the House of Commons. The Queen will send for David Cameron, who would have to accept on the basis of minority status and govern in the interim until the next election.
Andy reckons the Brits will go to the polls again within the next 12 months because David Cameron won't be able to deliver everything he wants in a minority government with the Liberal Democrats. Going back to the Tasmanian elections, that took a month for Labor and the Greens to form a coalition. But Dr. Hart says the UK can't wait anywhere near that long.
The British press won't stand for it. The British people won't stand for it. And there's now a feeling, given the global financial crisis and the problem of Greece and whether that problem will spread to other European countries, the British economy is not in a very healthy state. And there's a fear, particularly in the City of London, that if this situation continues for a long period of time, that will introduce uncertainty, it will create a run on the pound, and that's something the British economy just can't sustain at the moment. So I think real pressure's there to settle this within the next few days.
That's Dr. John Hart, a reader in political science at the Australian National University, ending that report from John Barrington.
I think what I wanted to do was get naked as quickly as possible so that I'd just stop that crazy build that happens in your head before you have to do something scary.
On Triple J. Now, last week on the show, we were talking about premature ejaculation. Now, during that show, we got calls and texts from people who were like, what about the girls? Something that really pissed them off was that there's heaps of advertising about guys' sexual issues and nothing for girls. So we thought we'd even it up a little. If you're a girl who's never had an orgasm, or if it took you a really long time to have one, I want to hear from you.
Hack 1300 0555 36. Text 1975 7555.
Sex therapist Linda Carlisle is here in the studio. If you've had trouble reaching orgasm or your partner has trouble, you won't want to miss what she has to say. We are talking about sex in this conversation, obviously. It's going to be pretty honest, so a warning that you might find the language and the content graphic today. Now, meet Rose.
Hey, I'm 19 years old. I live in Newcastle, New South Wales, and I've been having sex for about 4 years and I've never had an orgasm. At first, when I first started having sex, I didn't expect to have one straight away, but after a few years, started talking to my friends about it. They've all had one and I haven't. I feel like I'm missing out, I guess, and I'm starting to think maybe I'm broken or something because it just hasn't happened and maybe there's a bigger problem there.
What did your friends say when you spoke to them about it?
Pretty much just with my friends. They're like, it's simple, masturbate and it will happen. And I try to explain, like, to them, it's not that easy. And they say, you know, you just got to do this and you just got to do that. And, you know, if I could do it to you, I would, but that would be weird.
Talk about giving a friend a helping hand.
Yeah. Awkward.
You've had a couple of longer-term partners in that time, have you?
I've had casual partners. All boys ever seem to want his fuck buddies.
Did you raise it as an issue with them?
Yeah, they know, and they were like, promised me they'd give me one. Like, it was the challenge for them, but just it never happened. They were never able to do it. Every guy's different, the way they respond to it. Some just don't care. They're just getting off, and that's all that matters to them. Others try to make you, like, try for it to happen for you. And I, like, sometimes I can really tell that they're trying really hard and it's not happening, and I feel bad for them. But yeah, it's just different with every guy.
So does that make sex less fun, especially if it's an issue when you've got kind of performance pressure on both sides, really?
I enjoy the intimacy of and the passion that happens during sex, but the end result is sometimes pretty much a letdown. Now I don't really say anything and they don't really say anything. I don't know if they don't care or they just thought it probably happened when that happened for them. I'm not sure.
Do you fake it?
I don't know how to fake it because I've never had one. I don't know what I'd be faking. So, no, I don't fake it.
There's the kind of movie or the porn depiction of sex. And
oh, yeah, I think that's a bit over the top. I don't know. I can't even imagine doing that myself. It's a bit embarrassing.
Have you kind of resigned yourself to this? Or
just keep trying, I guess. I don't know what else to really do, but I don't know who to speak to about it. It's not advertised on the news. My doctors are male, so it's a bit awkward. And I wouldn't really know where to find a sex therapist, and it's not really at the top of my priority list. There's food and bills that need to be paid before that pleasure of life. I hope that it will happen. I don't know if it will.
That's Rose, not her real name, who was 19 and talking about just not being able to have an orgasm at all. Again, a warning that you might find the language in the content graphic today. We're talking about orgasms, and if you've never had one, you're welcome to call now. Or if your partner doesn't or can't come during sex, how does that affect you? 1300 055 36 is the number to call. Or you could text 19757555. Sex therapist Linda Carlisle is here in the Hack studio. Linda, let's just start with the basics. I mean, it's pretty obvious what's happening when a guy orgasms. What's actually happening when a girl does?
It does vary between people, Kate. A lot of people get the feeling of a warm flush that starts in the groin area and spreads through the body. They get an increase in their muscle tension, which also happens as you're building up towards orgasm. And then there's usually some rhythmic contractions that happen in the vagina and with the pelvic floor muscles. And they tend to start quite strongly and then gradually taper off to be not quite as strong. But people also can have low-grade orgasms as well, and often it can be that people don't realise that they're actually having one.
So how common is it for girls to have problems reaching orgasm?
The figures vary. They say that up to 15% of women find it really difficult to have an orgasm. 10% of women haven't been able to have one at all. And a lot of the women that do orgasm regularly can only come 50 to 70% of the time.
So, but what about this idea of not reaching orgasm at all?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, 10% of women do find that they're not able to reach orgasm. So,
what sorts of things can cause that? What can stop you from coming?
Well, there can be a physical problem. It may be that you might have diabetes or MS or a hormonal imbalance. So it's always good to get a checkup if you have any concerns about other symptoms as well. Antidepressants can also make it difficult to come. They make getting aroused more difficult and just make it take longer for both men and women. Once you're worrying about having an orgasm and you're actually trying to have an orgasm and focused on it, it tends to make it much more difficult and you don't tend to get there. So it's a little bit like walking up a mountain where you've got a lot of false peaks, so you think you're almost getting there, but you're so focused on getting to the top that you forget to enjoy the view, and the view is actually what enhances things to get you there in the end.
We heard from Rose just before. She's 19 years old. She is. It's not just about having problems coming during sex. She can't have an orgasm full stop. Do you have any advice for her?
I think the biggest advantage that guys have over girls is that they tend to masturbate from an earlier age. It's one of those things that if you do learn to have an orgasm at a younger age, in your teens or even earlier, that it's something that stays with you, a little bit like learning most activities, actually. It's easier when you're a kid. It is more difficult as you get older, but I can't emphasise enough the importance of masturbation and self-pleasuring, which I know a lot of people do find boring, but it's about finding that thing that turns you on. So it might be reading some erotica or having a fantasy of a nice sexual experience or a movie that scene that you thought was really hot. Toys are also, some people just can't get that the sensation that they need and the type of stimulation that they need from their hand, and so then a vibrator can be a great option.
Hey Rebecca, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thank you, Kate.
Now, you've been having sex for 6 years and no orgasm.
Yeah, none yet, no.
So is that just during sex or no orgasm full stop?
Full stop.
What impact does that have on you?
It's really frustrating, not only with my relationships, but for myself, because, you know, you think, is it going to be this time? And it never is. And, it has a great impact on my relationships as well. My last relationship ended, and one of the major contributing factors was our sex life, because my partner felt so much guilt and inadequate as well in the bedroom, when really it has nothing to do with him. It's obviously something that I need to work on. So it's really frustrating.
You've sought help here as well. You've been to a doctor. What did your doctor say?
Yeah, I've spoken to a couple of doctors. Basically, I always hear the same thing. You just need to relax, take it slowly, not think about it so much. But 6 years later, there's only so much relaxing and comfort that you can feel before you kind of want something to happen.
One doctor said that you should rethink your sexuality?
Yeah, one doctor told me to go away and have lots of different experiences with different sexual partners, including other women, and I might come out of denial.
So how did you take that?
I was fairly offended because I'm comfortable with my sexuality and I know what I do like and what doesn't turn me on. And to have a medical practitioner tell me that I was in denial regarding my sexuality was really offensive.
Do you have, how are you feeling about the future? Are you resigned to this, Rebecca?
Somewhat. I still hold out hope that something might change. I might meet the right person who does it for me or that, something will change. I'm hopeful, but I'm also willing to accept the fact and enjoy other parts of relationships as well.
Linda was just talking about, playing with toys and masturbation. You've tried all of that?
Yeah, there's only so much you can do for yourself before it gets repetitive. And you know, a partner can bring new things to the bedroom as well that you may not know that you enjoy, which has happened. I'm not saying that I don't enjoy sex at all. I do, and I do feel aroused and I do have a desire for sex, but it's just the climaxing that is the issue.
Thanks so much for calling, Rebecca.
No problem.
1300 055 36 is the number to call. Linda, a lot of people contacted us saying it's not fair. Guys' problems are fixed with a pill. Girls who have problems are told they don't love their partner, or in the case of Rebecca, that they don't quite know their sexual orientation. It's just not fair.
Well, I mean, it's not fair. And I mean, we're just a much more complicated being. And in saying that, Viagra doesn't work for everyone. So women are much more complicated. And because we start later and often we don't even think about masturbating until we are in our first serious relationship and starting to have sex. So it isn't fair. And it's one of those things that you just have to keep trying. And as I said, not be so goal focused. Enjoy yourself along the way. And just try different things, as was said.
You're listening to Hack on Triple J. Lauren's just called. Lauren, you can come, but not during sex.
Yeah, I can masturbate myself, but I'm 21 now and I've been sexually active since I was 16 and I've never had an orgasm doing anything with a guy. I don't know, just listening from other girls, I know that there are other people out there now that have the same problem, but it's almost like this mental block comes up when it comes to being with a guy. I know my sexual identity, and it's not that I don't enjoy having sex, but you just get a little bit sick of it after a while and you know that nothing's going to happen.
Do you have any advice for Lauren?
I do. Have you ever masturbated with your partner?
I have tried and I can't come.
That's okay. Look, it's one, you can keep trying, and that might be one way that you can just learn to orgasm in their presence is one way to start. Some people find it easier to come with oral sex. Some people find on top is the best position that they can get the most clitoral stimulation. And I think often you think that you're going to just orgasm through intercourse. And for majority of women, they need that clitoral stimulation in order to be able to come. So whether you stimulate yourself, whether your partner stimulates you, but realise that sometimes you might need, 20 minutes, half an hour, 40 minutes of stimulation before you might be able to get there. And that can be a little bit difficult with timing during sex. So that's where a vibrator might be helpful as well.
Hey, Rob, have you tried all these things?
We've tried all of these things, me and my girlfriend, and it's really having a big impact. It's really hard because I don't feel like a man with it. And when I'm with all my friends, they can make girls come when they talk about it, and I have to pretend, and it makes me feel like shit.
Linda,
does it mean so much to you that you make her come? I mean, it should be about the interaction, and obviously she's not feeling great either because she's got the pressure to come and it's not happening.
Maybe. We always try. I've watched her masturbate, but I think it creeps her out. I don't know. It's putting a massive strain on the relationship, and I really just want to make her feel the way she makes me feel. I always come and she never does, and it just really, it really upsets me, and I don't feel good about it.
How long has this been going on, Robbo?
Six months with this girl, but I've had it before, and it ended that relationship too. So I don't know whether it's me, but it's not a good feeling.
It's so difficult for men to understand because you know, a lot of the time, well, most of the time, man is focused on the orgasm and he's able to come every time. And it's just different for women. Just because we don't reach an orgasm doesn't necessarily mean that the sex hasn't been absolutely fantastic. So, but once it becomes a focus and once it becomes an issue, then it makes it more difficult again, and that performance anxiety just pushes it away even further.
You're listening to Hack on Triple J. A few texts coming in on 19757555. One says, I faked it with everyone every time from the age of 15 to 22. Then it happened totally out of the blue. I didn't expect it at all. I think I just wasn't thinking about it. Another person says, my ex-girlfriend, 24 years old, has never had an orgasm. It was the first time I'd seen this issue, and it got to a point of uncomfortability and stress between us, and I began to struggle. As you've heard on Hack today, there are a number of reasons why women might not achieve orgasm. Now, Sam was sexually assaulted when she was 20, and she says while the assault might not be the cause of her inability to orgasm, she thinks the two are related. She spoke with Pat Abood.
I mean, I get the nice tingling sensation between the loins, but apart from that, there's no real explosion. My name is Sam, I'm 24, and I've never had an orgasm. I became sexually active when I was 19, so from 19 to 24, I've never had an orgasm, and that's through masturbation and through sexual intercourse. Oh yeah, I discuss it with my girlfriends and they say that I'm missing out a lot and that an orgasm is a fantastic experience, but I've never experienced it, so there's nothing really to miss. If it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. And I was also sexually assaulted when I was 20. When it happened, I was at a friend's party and I was quite inebriated with alcohol and I just felt quite isolated.
Do you feel like those two things are connected? You being assaulted and then not being able to experience pleasure, essentially, from sex?
I think they are related. It's not the cause, but it definitely does come into effect sometimes. I am getting some enjoyment. There's good spots and, you know, bad spots, but most of the time it's just a bit above neutral, and I try and enjoy it and be in the moment as much as possible. Sometimes I feel a bit jealous that my boyfriend, you know, he gets a lot of joy out of it, and sometimes I feel like it's a bit of a chore, but I really enjoy making him happy, not in the fact that I'm obliged to, but the fact that I want to, and when he wants sex, I'm happy to help out.
And what the kind of things are going through your mind? Are you telling yourself to sort of, like, try harder to enjoy it, or tell me about what happens in your head.
I guess I'm trying to remember what felt the most pleasure last time, and also trying to make the right noises for my boyfriend so he doesn't think that I'm not enjoying it.
And how does your boyfriend respond to you not having an orgasm, or him knowing that you're not getting the same enjoyment?
I'm sure at the beginning he was a bit astounded and he's tried really hard. This is the most sexually active relationship I've ever had. My last long-term relationship, which was about 2 years, we only had sex once a week. And this one, we have sex about 4 or 5 times a week. And at the moment, he tries to go, well, he goes for as long as possible. And when I've sort of had enough and I feel like I don't want to continue, I'm happy just to give him a nudge and in our own way and things finish. He's good at finishing when he's told.
So in that sense, are you in charge in the bedroom?
Definitely. From my past experience, earlier on in my sexual experiences, I feel I have to be in control or I freak out a bit. Definitely doesn't affect my life outside the bedroom. I laugh, we cuddle, we kiss, we engage in a lot of outside fun. I don't think there's any way that it could affect us outside the bedroom.
What do you imagine the orgasm for you might feel like, or how would you like it to feel?
The tingling sensation all over my body and my mind being completely overwhelmed with this experience and just feeling really relieved and happy and satisfied.
Maybe you'll have it one day.
I hope so. I hope I'll have an orgasm one day.
That's Sam. She was speaking to Patrick Abood. You're listening to Hack on Triple J.
It's like, instead of actually just hearing a noise and knowing what it sounds like and what it is, I'm more feeling it through my teeth.
Hack.
Feeling it, what it is.
Triple J.
Check this out.
My name's Kate O'Toole, and sex therapist Linda Carlisle is here with you too. Linda, we heard from Sam just before. She says that she feels like an assault contributed to her issues with sex and reaching orgasm. Firstly, what's your assessment of that?
I would say that they may be connected. Some people find that it does impede their ability to be able to let go. And that's one of the things that you must be able to do, is be a little bit selfish in a way to send things in a direction or continue it in a way of thrusting that is going to stimulate you. And a lot of the time people are distracted by their partners so I think feeling safe is definitely a really important thing, and make sure that you're well lubricated. Obviously if she's telling him when the time is that she's had enough, that's probably because she's getting a little bit dry, and so make sure that you have lubricant on hand as well. But just relax and go with the flow. Feel safe in it.
Hey, Sarah, you've only had one orgasm. Are you there, Sarah?
Yes, I am, sorry. Yes, I have, and it was, quite a surprise when it did eventually happen.
And was it, was that recently or is that a while ago?
Roughly would have been about halfway through last year sometime.
So, is it, you've tried to recreate that scenario and it hasn't worked?
Oh, definitely. Well, tried it with the same partner a few times over and, just nothing came out of it. So that's why I was still so surprised when it happened the first time. I was like, okay, well, let's make that happen again. And, still nothing come of it. So still trying to figure out what happened.
Linda?
It's a common thing that you try and put all the ingredients in to make the same recipe happen again, but continue on the same track. Usually, once you find what it is that can make you come, it is usually that will be the same trigger. So keep persisting with, whether it was a particular position or a particular type of stroke that he used, or where your head was at, what you were fantasizing about or what you were thinking about at the time. Doing pelvic floor exercises. I actually recommend these things called Smart Balls. That is an exercise program that you can do. They greatly enhance your ability to orgasm and can possibly lead you to be able to have multiple orgasms as well.
Speaking of toys, Jess?
Hi, yeah.
You got your boyfriend to use a vibrator, that worked?
Yeah. I didn't have my first orgasm until I was about 23, and it was causing a lot of problems between us. And a vibrator with a clitoral stimulation attachment was what did the trick. And then once I'd finally had my first orgasm, we were able to figure out how to achieve it with, lots of other ways. So for all those people out there who are in that situation, don't worry, it will happen for you one day.
Just need to find the right thing that works for you. Thanks so much, Jess. Oh, good to have a positive story there, because I think it must be pretty frustrating. You obviously just want it to happen, and then when it gets stuck in your head and it can't, it's a bit difficult. A couple of texts coming in as well, Linda. Hello, Hack says one. Can you go into what happens in a woman's body physically when they ejaculate substantial amounts of fluids? What causes that?
Ejaculation is not all women are able to do it, and it's from rhythmic pressure from what they call the G-spot area, and they say that it's the same type of tissue as a man's prostate gland, but that not all women have the same sort of tissue. So with stimulation there's a build-up of fluid, and that eventually some women can get to a point of being able to ejaculate. So it's not actually urine, it's a different type of fluid.
What about guys who can't come? We've got a text in here saying, I'm a male in 6 years, I've never been able to come from oral sex, and the sensation is great, but I just can't seem to finish.
Yeah, about 8% of guys are not able to ejaculate, and it's something that's happening more frequently now, especially with a lot of guys that watch a lot of porn. They find that it changes their arousal pathways and they don't get the same type of arousal when they're with a real person. So, again, just persistence. And, you're on the right track if you're enjoying things. Just say, don't get so frustrated, because obviously the more frustrated you get, the less likely you are to have an orgasm. So just relax and keep trying.
Hey, Emma, you had an experience with an assault too, but you were able to work through that?
Yeah, I did when I was much younger, and it sounded just a sort of the same sort of experience in trying to be in control in the bedroom all the time. And I found with a new partner and really trying to open up my mind that I was able to achieve an orgasm after being 7 years without one. So
that would have felt great.
Oh, it's just unbelievable. Just sort of keep an open mind, and you never know what's going to do it for you. You just got to, I mean, you'll be able to relax when it's coming.
Thanks so much, Emma. And thanks so much, too, to sex therapist Linda Carlisle for joining us in the studio.
Thanks, Kate.
That's it for Hack Today. You can find, if you just tuned in and you wanted to hear more about that discussion, I'll put it up in the web in just a couple of minutes. You'll be able to find it at triplej.net.au/hack. And I'll be back tomorrow from 5:30 for more Hack.